And Val Siddiqui writes on Benson Nature Group and caring for Benson's green spaces. We probably all know that hedgehogs are in decline, but did you know that they need an area of 32 hectares to support a viable population, and that a male hedgehog can travel up to 2 kilometres in an evening? Our gardens, when properly connected, can provide a vital refuge for them and other wildlife, and communities are increasingly coming together to try to help. This was a message from our first talk of the year, Naturehood, Nature in Your Neighbourhood, by Chloe Dalgleish, the Earthwatch Institute's Community Engagement Officer. This interesting new project, launched with Heritage Lottery funding last year in Oxford, is about what communities can achieve for nature if they work together. There are many parallels with activities in Benson to capitalise on our green spaces for the benefit of people and nature, and to record what nature exists on our doorsteps. Naturehood aims to connect people with nature irrespective of their level of knowledge, but with particular focus on children and young people. In a consultation study to kick off the project, people said they would do more if they knew about nature and how effective their actions were. They were afraid of doing the wrong thing and lacked confidence, but if their neighbours were also involved, they would be more motivated. From this feedback, Earthwatch designed a simple program based around 5 common species, where it asked people in neighbourhood groups to notice, connect, act and share actions and sightings. This action-focused program could involve planting for pollinators based on RHS listings, making houses for wildlife, creating wildlife passages in fences, avoiding pesticides, and creating leaf log piles in gardens, making a pond, composting or planting trees or shrubs. Participants could log their actions and sightings via maps on the Earthwatch website, a particularly motivational activity. To improve people's knowledge, drop-in sessions and workshops took place, and activities for children, e.g. pond dipping, hedgehog house building, and trapping pollinators in pots so they can be identified, were organised. BioBlitzes are planned in the future to record species in a concentrated effort over a day. This will establish a base of data about what species exist in a locality so trends can be tracked. Finally, a toolkit is being put together to help people set up a naturehood group in their own community across the country.